At long last, an attempt is being made to curtail blatant anti-Semitic commentary on American universities. The Israeli law center warns that universities may be liable for massive damage if they fail to prevent anti-Semitism on campus. The center sent hundreds of letters to university presidents, drawing a line in the sand. This Israel Civil Rights Center is carrying out this campaign in response to an alarming number of incidents against Jewish and Israeli students at United States institutions. A center's lawyer, Ditsana Darshan-Leitner, said, "Anti-Israel rallies and events frequently exceed legitimate criticism of Israel and cross the line into blatant anti-Semitism, resulting in hateful attacks against Jews." A student at Rutgers, to cite one example, said he was called a racist Zionist pig in a public Facebook posting. That comment was made when the student questioned a student assembly decision to donate money to the Palestine Children's Relief Fund, a nonprofit organization with ties to the Holy Land Foundation, a foundation that has funded Hamas. University officials noted that free speech provisions militate against disciplinary action. Clearly a case can and should be made for the free and open exchange of ideas on campus. In fact, every provision should be made to foster free speech. However, intimidation is another matter. Using methods to stifle free speech is the overarching issue. As Santayana noted, the first duty of the tolerant person is to be intolerant to intolerance. Ms. Leitner contends that perpetrators of hate are exploiting academic freedom and First Amendment provisions to create an environment of intimidation, one that prevents Jews from exercising their free speech. Presumably, the warning distributed by the center will prompt U.S. college and universities to take appropriate action against the growing problem of campus hate. A former Brandeis student, Herschel Hartz, maintains that universities have a double standard in which anti-Semitism is protected as free speech, while other designated ethnicities are scrupulously protected from discriminatory acts. The center letter also points to a United States Supreme Court ruling in Holder versus Humanitarian Law Project, which held it illegal to provide support to a terrorist organization, even for supposed humanitarian purposes. This is a clear reference to the Rutgers program that has provided assistance to Hamas. The center's notice also sets the stage for a responsible reaction to the rash of anti-Semitic actions on American campuses. As I see it, it is about time.